You're just hanging out with your friend. It's the 40s. Oh, yeah, bro. I heard about that on the radio.
And that's a normal thing to say back then.
That's just, you know.
Or just completely, unironically, we're sitting on the couch. It is the 1920s. Yeah, I read about that in the papers.
Did you listen to the radio play?
It was a good one.
The story was great.
It was a good one.
I really,
and the narrator, I like him. He's good.
And these aren't like nerds playing with technology. These are normal jocks having like really manly conversation.
Yeah. These guys can work on their cars, and they will.
Did you hear that song yesterday?
Yeah.
That was a thing for a long time. All the way to like,
because it was also rare to hear a song. Like if you went through life, that might not just happen to you.
Well, I mean,
then.
It's like cool people were like, oh, you have to listen to this radio station. And they listen to that radio station every day. And they, because they think they're the best at curating tracks, because that's what they were known for. You got to listen to this radio station. You don't know about this radio station? Uh-huh. It's a great radio station. People love the radio. Well, and this is the 1980s. So these are more futuristic.
Yeah.
But they're still talking about the radio because there's no iPods yet.
Yep.
But it's like the 1980s. Like the DeLorean is in the 1980s. That's the future.
Oh.
But it's, no, they're still talking about the radio. You hear that song on the radio.
Yeah, up until, I was going to say, like 20 years ago, this was the reality from 1940.
Hey, bro, did you hear about that on the radio? Did you hear that song that played last night? I did. I thought that one was really interesting. Do you know the artist? No. How will we know?
We have no info.
We will never know.
I love seeing that YouTube comment. Oh my God, I heard this on the radio in 1999. I have been looking for this song. Thank you, Straw CJ644, for uploading this in 2008. Thank you. The lyric video for that Enya song, or Oregano Flow, because I can never find it by Googling Sail Away. Like I'm getting that Styx song that I hate. I hate that song now because of that. I'm so frustrated every time I think I found it. I'm sailing. Oh, damn it, it's not it. Finally, I found it. Because imagine how relieved you'd be.
I know.
It's something sticking. I had that with Crocodile Rock once.
Most people don't even listen to music. You have to go out of your way to listen to music.
That's my favorite part. For most of history up until now, music is optional. You can go months without hearing music.
Oh, I don't like music. That's just like one of seven things. And I don't like, it's like saying, oh, I don't like podcasts. You know, in the 1980s, saying, oh, I don't like podcasts. You know, I don't like music. You don't like music? You know, but it's...
Everyone likes it. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I just don't, I never really listen to it. And nowadays, you know, it's coming from the bushes. It's, you know, it's unavoidable.
You can't get away from it.
I think that palm tree is playing that song. People, like, in the 70s, like, they were not used to, they're botanical gardens. And they're normal parks. They're not loaded with speakers.
Yeah, they're just quiet.
They're just normal. So they think they know what like grass sounds like. And then they go to Disney World. Holy.
I don't know what they're doing over at Disney World, what kind of technology they got.
I have been looking for the band. Where's the band? Are they under here? There's probably a thing at Disneyland for a while. Where's the band? Like,
especially if you're watching TV back then. In the specials, there's always a real band.
Fun fact. If you say, where's the band, a cast member will show you where the band is.
And this goes back to 1954, okay?
Yeah, and it used to be the way they pumped music in, you know, they didn't use speakers.
It was an elaborate...
Did Disneyland have a built-in speaker system?
When it opened?
Yeah.
I don't know. Great question.
Wait, so was Disneyland just quiet?
I've always wondered what was so eerie about that opening day special. In all the B-roll, it's just Ronald Reagan just standing there dead silent.
I guess they would think if speakers exist, I guess you'd have to go like
that. I'm just thinking from the perspective of, did they spare that expense?
Well, in the 1950s...
Because it still would have been pricey to wire up the whole place with speakers like that.
I mean, I guess, you know, the television came about in like the same time Disneyland did. And that had to have, like, a lot of portable speakers. Would you think that, like, oh, there's, like, little tiny...
Hidden ones,
like,
yeah.
No, like, just those, like, what? Record players? Tiny little record players?
Dude, it's 1955. I'm a full-grown man in 1955. I show up at Disneyland because this Walt Disney fella, he's a straight shooter. I heard about it on television. I head on in. I don't know this guy's nuts yet. So I walk in. I think I'm going crazy. The bush is making music. That ain't right. Something's wrong with me. And then I get closer to it. It's getting louder. And I realize this whack job because we got speakers in the house. Honey, we got speakers in the house. Yes, honey, we have speakers in the house. We got a couple speakers in the house. They're in the armoire in the living room. These are a big deal. It's like having a computer in 2004. You know, it's the family computer. This nut job is putting thousands of dollars worth of speakers on the ground. In the ground.
In a bush.
It's going to get dirt on them. This is what this guy's saying. That's his thought process. Who would put a nice speaker on the ground?
And that, like, idea hadn't been, like, proven to be cool yet. This maniac is burying speakers. I don't think this place is going to be open for more than a year. I mean, this guy, you could see there was dirt all over the speakers. And, like, that's his evidence to why he doesn't think this whole venture is going to work. I just don't think he's cut out.
No sensible man.
No sensible man. Yeah, I wouldn't invest.
How is this business going to last? It's just little stuff like that. I get such a kick out of that. Like, we wouldn't think that that's absurd because we have the whole, well, of course there's speakers in the ground.
Yeah.
We have 40 plus years of that being our new normal, right?
If we went back to Disney, the time traveler, how was Disneyland in 1955?
It was weird.
It was quiet. It was not good.
Like, you could tell it was trying to be good. And like you see, and then you kind of think of all the stuff they did to really, like, right, round it out. But it's like, this is a weird place. That's the other thing that's so great about
it. It's terrible.
It's all, yeah, there's so little footage. All the footage we have is, like, in black and white. It's a boat shot in a helicopter. You don't get to see that, like, Main Street is, like, about to crumble, and you can tell. You know, this thing's got 10 years max. This street they made out of plaster, I don't even know.
All the buildings are, like, too small. Because Disneyland's weird.
Yeah.
It's not the skit. Just the fact that Magic Kingdom doesn't get credit for just being like, we're going to build a real castle. Mm-hmm. People would be blown away. If you brought somebody from 1955 and had them walk through just Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, that's, but Disneyland's all kitschy and kind of like cardboard.
Yeah.
And so it's just a little castle.
And it's part of the charm. They managed to, like, do that turn.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, you could also see Disneyland as like, listen, I know it's Walt's original park and everything, but we have to admit that it is very cheap, very crummy, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have that discussion because they were able to just, I don't know, put some new paint on it and be like, it's what Walt would have wanted. It's the smallest.
It's just like the idea.
Yeah.
It's just they built a little concept. Uh-huh. You know, it's just a little bit smaller. Uh-huh. Except for Galaxy's Edge, which is the exact same size.
And you feel like you got bigger going into Galaxy's Edge over there. Because, you know, it's just, it's the wrong scale. You're like, oh, I wasn't used to door frames being that size.
Yeah. And they're huge.
I really am on an alien planet. How they use Disneyland to trick your brain.
Here's how I know Pandora is way is so much better than Galaxy's Edge. If you had Walt, if you unfroze him, you know, he's thinking about Epcot. It's 1986. If you had him walk one of those, if I have him walk Batu versus I have him walk World of Avatar, which one would, like, melt his brain?
Yeah.
And if he
which one could he make with his current knowledge from 1960,
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, because his current engineering knowledge and just his idea of scale. Mm-hmm. Like, the Matterhorn was big.
He's like, we could do that with the mountains. We could do that with the mountains. we can do that. And remember what we did with the train that went through Wonderland? We could do that.
The Matterhorn is huge. It's like the biggest thing ever. And, you know, I'm in my mind right now zoomed as a little carnival mountain. You know, if you put it next to
but yeah, it's this
you
little,
put it next to Everest. It's like
the drop. The whole thing is the drop.
Anyways, but if you had him walk World of Avatar, he turns the corner and sees those mountains float.
Dude, yeah, he would think he's on an alien planet for real.
He's like, oh my god.
How did you guys do this?
He's like, where's that music coming from?
Music in the Bushes came post-Walt Disney, the biggest revelation. Oh, well, that was an Eisner concept, obviously.
He would walk through Pandora. there's waterfalls in the background.
They're not even real.
He's never heard omnidirectional music's Fantasia sound. No, Walt. He's like, looking around. Where are the speakers? He can't see them. He's like, oh my god, it's in my head. Oh my god.
He starts crying.
They read my memo about shooting music into the guest's head. I wrote, boys, what if we made the music come from their brains? Okay, Uncle Walt. You know, that was an idea he had in a meeting. It was one of his spitballs. Well, what if
we give so much, like, credibility
to... Is there a radio signal? Is there a radio signal that will go into the human mind?
The boys in the U.S. government, I've been working with them, have been telling me about this new program they're working on with radio waves. I think we can implement that.
It's a radio wave they can hear in their mind. It's really just like that compounding police headache. It's just vibrating the air and it's hurting people's brains. Oh, it's music. Well, we can't.
You're going to get it shut down. This could be classified as a weapon.
It's so
if close. A country we were at, like, we would go to war with a country if they were using this. You know what I mean?
Get the Sherman Brothers up here and have them write a song for these vibrating wave sounds that I'm pumping into my park.
People nowadays.
And then he's walking through Pandora and they're like, oh, they figured it out. It's amazing. I can hear the music.
How did you boys do?
How did they
do? What do you mean? Well, how did you boys put it in my head finally? Tell me how you did it. We were stumped with this back in my...
It's just, oh my God, are those mountains floating? He's like, am I going to fly?
That's plausible.
Yeah. He's walking around Pandora. Music's being pumped into his brain. Mountains are floating. Oh, did they figure out how to make him fly? You know, because that's something he's saying in the 50s. You know, some boys, we're going to have the technology. Everyone in Disneyland will just be flying around. What? Okay, whatever, man. And he's like, so
it's the 60s. It's nothing but hippies working for him at this right? point.
Just the fact that, like, Walt Disney could have easily, he could have easily been thinking time travel's not that far out. Yeah, boys, we're making the primeval world today, but we're like 20 years out from time travel. You know, because
this Albert Einstein fella, he's got some great ideas.
Like back then, you could just be guessing on just random stuff. Just whatever.
And
like,
you might be right.
You might be right.
Because so much was happening.
Oh, someday I'm going to have this little square. It's going to be a book, but I'm going to be able to open the book and talk to my family. And they're going to be in another state. And we're just going to be talking into our books. And I close the book and they go away.
And they're gone, yeah.
And they're gone. Oh, that. And back then they're like, wow, what a visionary. And now we call it FaceTime. But it's like, he was also at the same time being like, oh my God, teleportation. I'm telling you, it's like 40 years out, man. Really, Walt? You think so? When I was born, there were no cars. Everything was horses. Of course, time travel. Of course, time travel is just a few years out, guys. When I was born, it was just the train. And now I built a train in the sky.
This is crazy. We are in the future.